Dirk Dilly reclined, with his feet resting on his desk, watching the smoke curl up from his mouth and fill the room. It spiraled up, and then, as it caught in a breeze coming through the window, swooped back down. Business was slow. If the truth be told, he wasn't sure how long he'd been sat there. 2 hours? Three? He could turn his head to look at the clock, but it all seemed like so much effort. Anyway, he had never quite got to grips with telling the time. It was such a peculiar method of measuring things. 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day. He understood the principle, all right. It just seemed like a funny way to chop up time. Dirk listened to the traffic passing and closed his eyes. He felt so relaxed that when the phone rang, harshly breaking the trance he was in, he fell backwards, his long, scaly tail lashing out, knocking the clock clean off the wall. It smashed on the floor. "Rats!" he growled, with such force that a small thin line of fire darted from his mouth. The flames caught a pile of yellowing newspapers that Dirk hadn't got around to filing yet, setting them alight. "Big rats!" he said, springing to his feet. He threw the contents of his glass of neat orange squash at the spreading fire. It was woefully inadequate. The fire reached the curtains. Dirk looked around in panic. In the corner of the room was an old fire extinguisher. He whipped out his tail to grab it, but rather than latching on properly, his tail caught the pull cord, immediately setting it off. White foam shot across the room, and the extinguisher spun around, covering everything in sight. Everything, that was, except the fire, which was now blackening the ceiling. "Big fat rats!" There was only one thing for it. The painful option. He flapped his wings a couple of times and lifted himself into the air. Then, wincing in anticipation of the pain, he threw himself against the curtains and ceiling. The whole building shook, and Dirk landed heavily on his desk. He lifted his head and looked up. The fire was out. There was a moment's pause before the pain registered. "Ow!" he groaned. His scaly red back was fireproof, but he had landed with some force on his soft green underbelly, which was now making an alarming ringing noise. "I must have hurt myself pretty bad," he muttered worriedly. "What does a ringing belly mean?" Tentatively, he lifted himself up on his four legs to examine the damage. The ringing grew louder. He took a deep breath and looked down. To his great relief, he found he had been lying on the telephone. He climbed off the desk and sat down behind it, catching his breath before answering, "The Dragon Detective Agency, Dirk Dilly speaking."
"Hello. Are you a detective?"
It was a human child. A girl, by the pitch of the voice.
"How old are you?"
11. Why?
"That's too young. Goodbye."
Dirk put the phone down. Kids, he thought. Time wasters. And that was that. Or rather, that would have been that, had the phone not started ringing again. In actual fact, that was going to be anything but that. By picking up the phone for a second time, he made sure that that was about as far from that as was humanly, or even dragonly, possible.
"Hello?"
said the girl's voice again.
"What do you want, kid?"
he said gruffly.
"My cat's been stolen."
"I don't do animals."
On the other end of the phone, there came a strange, gurgling, hiccuping, wailing noise. She was crying.
"Listen,"
said Dirk, a little softness creeping into his voice in spite of himself. But the noise kept coming.
"Listen,"
he said more sternly. The girl still sobbed.
"All right, I'll find your cat."
The crying stopped suddenly. And the voice said, with surprising brightness,
"Great. My address is 43 Elliot Drive. The cat's name is Willow."
"And have your parents looked for the cat?"
he asked.
"I'm not even sure they know we have a cat," she replied.
"Why do you think it's been stolen?"
"Because Willow always comes in when I call her. But she didn't tonight."
"Tonight? When did you last see her?"
"This morning."
"So she's been missing for how long?"
I normally call her for dinner at about 4 o'clock.